Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You want to join the conversation on the Wendy's Big Show, that's the Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen Inbox. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show here as well. And now joining us, newly married, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, class of 2020 Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's not a prediction, that's a spoiler. What's going on, man?
Little Leroy doesn't even call it Wendy's, no.
Just Biggie Bag Central.
He's a Biggie Bag, cuz. I said, when did you start ending your sentences with cuz?
Been listening to Gray too much.
She listened to his godfather, Gary.
Right. That's a problem. Yeah, Gray. That's what he said.
Yeah, Gray. That's a good one, Steve. Can you please... no, I ain't going to sidetrack the joke. Because what Steve said in the break was hilarious, what he said yesterday.
What he said yesterday? Yeah, that really was. That was one of the best. That was one of the- Steve's been on a roll with some jokes.
He's been funny. He's
but
been
when Gary
funny.
Said, my mom told me, God rained down on you with some talent. But he had a thunderstorm on Bo Jackson. Steve's like, man, it was like a day like today.
It's
clear sunny and 75.
It's clear and sunny for me. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Took a page out of Joe Nichols. Funny. Like, it was, I was sitting on a beach chair. I don't know. Everybody was fine. It was nice and warm.
We had a good time. We really did. I tell you what, when I had the vision of doing this, I didn't know if it would work, but, you know, God is good. And I didn't want to be one of these guys that people would see on Instagram or Twitter and just share pictures and it's just a bunch of celebrities there.
Mm-hmm.
My celebrities are the police, first responders, teachers. Those are celebrities to me. I mean, those are people that's struggling. I mean, paycheck to paycheck, getting laid off. Those are the real heroes to me. I mean, people probably see it different, but those are the heroes. Those are the people who helped me get to where I wanted to be, so I wanted to invite some of those people. Now, organizing and putting it together, you know, my friend Scott Smith, of course, Fran, and the friends of autism, those people, the Hunger Task Force, Salvation Army, you know, Nettie. Without Dean Murray, we wouldn't even have rings. And you know, I'm going to tell you something about Dean. He's really shy. But it was I didn't know this, Steve. She had a part of her ring that I didn't know it was supposed to be there. You have the ring, like, and then the little band.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted this other piece to it. So Dean didn't even tell me. And I'm like, okay, well. So
figure it out.
Gary gives me the ring, and he's over there fumbling it like he does, like running backs do. They fumble. And so the pastor's like, man, give me the ring. What are you doing? He says, another piece to it. And when you put it all together, it's amazing. I guess if girls work out, Steve, they can keep a band on and take their wedding ring off to work out, or if you're doing other activities so you won't lose your ring or get it all messed up. I didn't know that.
I think a lot of guys could use that, too.
Right. And my friend John Pentler at Uptown Ford, this is a shock to me. So I go over there to get a car because I needed to get all these presents. And Steve's mom just gave me a present that's amazing. And
You don't even know what's in it yet.
Well, it don't matter because I can tell when people gift wrap it with that good paper.
Oh, that's good paper.
Something good.
You know it's going to be something good in there. Yeah.
Right.
That's why I just grabbed a card.
Right. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
And to be funny, which I thought was hilarious, she misspelled my name.
Two T's. because she was listening today when Leroy gave Gary his invite that said Gray Ellerson.
She just played.
She thought it was hilarious. She's like, "Well, he spelled my name right, so that was good."
She's actually my mom. We kicked Steve out of the wheel a long time ago. He doesn't even know.
Understandably so.
Not surprised.
Yeah. No.
But my kids love her shells that she makes.
Stuffed shells. Yeah.
Yes. So
only heard rumors about them.
Yep. That's all it'll probably ever be.
My daughter Sierra doesn't even share them, so don't worry about it. That's but I go over there to get a car from Uptown. I'm over there getting a car. I said, "Well, here's the Lincoln back. I've been driving this Lincoln for like a month." He's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Yeah, here's the Lincoln. Let me get the other one." I swap them out. He goes, "Dude, it's your car." I said, "What do you mean? I didn't buy this car." He said, "Your wife bought it a month ago." I almost fainted.
No, come on.
I'm driving this car, taking care of it. If I knew it was mine, Steve, I have orange peelings on the floor, you know, peanuts. I would try to take care of it.
She bought you the car and didn't tell you?
Didn't. It was a surprise. Only,
you weren't lying.
Only
she really does have good credit.
Pendler at Uptown Ford knew about it. I see you. He showed me the paper. She signed for it and everything. I told you she had good credit. Thank
man,
you, Jesus.
She bought you a Lincoln?
I couldn't even cry. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop it. So I'm looking at the papers. Genesis Jordan. The same car I've been driving for a month. Steve, you seen
it's
the Lincoln?
Yours the whole time.
Yeah. Man, I was getting this thing washed like 3 times a week.
Right.
My car do it once a month.
Right, yeah.
I'm
same.
Coming to radio. No one sees us.
Yeah, right.
So
I'm half naked.
He just looked at me and he was laughing like, you know, we finally got you. I'm like, I've seen him 100 times since then. He never told me. So he's definitely can hang out with us. He kept a secret. So I called her and thanked her or whatever. So we get down there, and of course it goes great. And we had, Steve, 200 million toasts. You know, you're supposed to just one guy and the major.
Did you do the stupid thing where you clink the glass?
Yeah. Yes.
No,
and
you tried
kept
not to.
Making me kiss, and I didn't want to do it.
You didn't want to kiss your wife?
No, her mom and dad sitting right in front
of
me.
We were tapping glasses like every 5 seconds, just tapping.
Right.
Mandela, also, this was not
Leroy
nice.
Leroy looks around like, come on! I'm not
Stop.
Doing this.
It
Jen's
doing
like
it.
Grabbing his head like, oh no, come on, kiss me. Is there a special day? Like, I'm not doing it.
Oh, man, I was like,
geez,
parents are
dude,
right
come
there.
On.
Man, I can't
dude,
keep
hey,
kissing this woman.
You took off your jacket to kiss her during the ceremony. They would have been okay with it.
But the pastor okayed that one.
Pastor called in yesterday.
He did.
He told me he did.
He was on the show yesterday.
Remember one time he called in, he wanted to talk about Marquette, and we were done with
right.
it.
It didn't go so well.
No. Rami was nice, though. Rami tried to bring it back, but Pastor, we talked about that 2 hours ago. You got to keep up with the
By the way,
show.
Big fan of your entrance into the ceremony, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
What happened?
This man walks into Uproar by Lil Wayne.
Yes.
And they a little quick on the trigger. Some of us know about that. It hits the music, and all of a sudden it goes, y'all know his name? I'm like, wait a second. It's okay. I don't know if this dude plugged in his iPod or something, but there's no way there's going to be Lil Wayne during a wedding ceremony.
No.
All of a sudden, no. Y'all know his name? And all of a sudden, Leap walks in just waving around. How's everybody doing? We're
nice.
Ready to party. And then we kicked off the ceremony right there at about 3:08.
Yeah, it was
3:11 yesterday.
That's something like that.
No, she was
trying to help
she
him
got
out a
in
bit.
Her actually she got in her dress early because she knew I would complain if she was late. So
you would complain.
You would complain?
Yes, because I was excited.
You must
I had
be
my
totally
guys
different
there.
At home.
No, really. For
you
the
must
listeners.
Be totally different.
I had the guys there. We didn't start till doors open at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
I had the guys there at 11:30.
Gilbert wasn't happy.
Right, because we sat around for 2 hours taking photos. So I didn't want to forget the vows, right? So I'm going over it with the guys. And, now, remember, I had 22 guys in this
People
thing.
Just read them off the sheet right there.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be that, Steve, because, you know me, I can't read like you and Mandela. And
but your memory ain't the best
here.
Either. That was more of a gamble.
You know what? And that's why I did it off
True.
The cuff, dog.
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I
do it
with
your heart.
I did it off the cuff. It was, some of it was funny. Some of it was emotional. And my mom, who passed away 2 years ago, her and Genesis' grandmother were two people very instrumental in my life. So I was thinking about them, and then it got all, you know.
Weird.
Well, yeah, because I'm
almost
normally
had that dude in tears over here, he said.
It was rough.
Got
but
me.
I got through it. But her vows the one hit me, too. And then her dress was amazing. And I told her she should, like, hurry up and get out of that thing and give it back, because I know we can't pay for that.
Yeah, because it was only reserved till about 9:30.
You know, black people took that tag in and return it. We'll do that, Steve. So y'all just pop it and keep it. We return
I've done
it.
That.
Yeah, Mandela got a little bit of us.
My aunt too.
But it was fun. It was fun. And the pastor really got, look, he took us to church.
He preached. He took that us to church. That was for sure.
Yes.
There was some different.
And I some people needed it, especially my family.
I'll tell you that. If church was going to be that much fun, though, as the ceremony was, I would be there twice every Sunday.
People were asking me, where does he, you know, where does he pastor?
Great time.
Because I think it was pretty good.
Pick and Save Chapel.
What? Now, he brought it up, so I got to go there. So Pick and Save, the flowers were amazing.
My sister no, Steve, really, in the back, and all of a sudden he goes, I got to thank Pick and Save. My sister goes, wait, did he just really thank Pick and Save and his toast at his wedding? I was like, you know Leroy Butler?
Steve, Dad.
He does it.
He's Mr. Pick and Save.
24/7. He's always telling his
sponsors
how much he loves
him. The flowers were thousands of dollars.
I'm sure.
They just say, give me this. Mm. I almost fainted again. I was like, God, it's so good. Because, you know, these things can get out of whack, you know?
Yeah.
It's very expensive. It really is very expensive. You know, we'll probably be paying for it for about 25 years, but don't worry about that part. The toast was amazing because all my kids were there, the four daughters, the three that I like to give to anybody. For Clay Matthews to be my son, they even showed up. I only like one of my daughters. That's the one that listens to me. But little Leroy was there. Everybody did a toast, her two kids too. Then it was time for the players. Actually, the players went first, right?
Players went first, yep.
And each player said something. Gary gets up there. His toast was amazing. Now, I will be releasing a lot of this. You may be saying cuts somewhere, but I'll be releasing it in its entirety at some point. We're still editing it. So people get a chance to see it.
What was so great about Gary's?
Gary's, because he was just so, like, sincere. I've never seen him like that.
So he didn't crack jokes and try and be stupid.
He put a few in there, but he was just so
it was like
adult
Gary
about it.
Like Gary 3:30 during the big show.
He was adult.
Full energy.
Well, he has some silly parts too. But Gilbert, the wedding planner, told everybody 60 seconds. That's it.
Right.
So Gilbert is pulling his jacket like, sit down. That's too long. And people would die laughing. Sit down. Sit
down.
Trying
to play him off like at the Oscars.
And right. The music playing. He's still going.
That's cool.
And he just killed it. And then I really got emotional. It was my time because my wife's, you know, thanked everybody out. Then I thought about the teachers who we invited and the people, the government workers who got laid off, you know, some of these people came up to me and said, you know, we were very upset, you know, missing paycheck to paycheck, and we got this invitation. We don't even really know you. And why would you invite us? And I said, why wouldn't I? And it was great. And I think Lambo did a great job. Everything was great. And then we go to the dance floor to throw the little thing, the garter belt.
I've heard about this. They talked about this yesterday.
Put it around a football. Mm-hmm. And I see Baby Tosh, because he has amazing hair, of course. He got it all down, too, Steve. Like, he Fabio. What that dude named Fabio?
Fabio.
Yeah, Fabio.
He goes over there.
I was looking good, by the way.
To get it. Now, I got to look at this video. Now, he's 6'4", 298.
Appreciate it.
And I throw it up. Throw it. Some guy just dives in like Jordy Nelson.
I mean, almost broke my leg in three pieces.
America,
I've never.
When you see this video, there's gonna be so many memes come out of this. It was amazing. It was amazing. And then when she threw it back for the girls, the little bouquet thing, I didn't know this, but her mom made some of the other flowers, the ones you pin on, and she made the little thing. So when she threw it back, it separated into three pieces, so three women can catch it.
Oh my goodness!
I've never thought of that. So they grab it, and none. Does that mean when they catch it?
They're next to be married.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what it means.
So there you go. You're getting three different women married.
Yes.
After the Leroy Butler wedding.
We're not paying for it.
No.
But no.
Especially not for you to eat.
No.
By the way, food was great, too.
It was good.
Really, really fun.
How was the wedding cake?
Oh, it was good. We had three layers. The first layer was some kind of strawberry. It was we had a private. Jim and Polly did it in Racine area.
Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't want a big company. I wanted... Bring this back to the small people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let them do it.
So Jim and Polly did it.
The first part was, I don't even know if you got any, because they attacked
me. I didn't get any.
The bottom was like stuff, like strawberries and stuff. Yeah. The next level was red velvet, and the very top. Yes, and the very top was like stuff like buttercream. So it was three different levels.
And then they had these cake pops that literally it was like people never ate before in their lives.
Did you see how long that line was?
Right. Like when people bring food to the radio station, radio people jump on it like they've never seen food before in 3-4 years.
Yes.
It was like that for these cake pops.
Yes, it was. It was. It was. And my friend Chrissy.
Some people were going to pull out knives and stuff.
Chrissy Loyal. I'll tell you her business later because I don't have it in front of me, but she donated those.
Oof.
She donated those just to get it, put it out there. That, see, the line was long as if they were giving away something. And we'll talk more about it at 5 o'clock, a little bit after 5, but that's just the introduction of what we did.
One second. I know we're like 20 minutes late.
That's fine.
At this point,
yeah,
it doesn't even matter. Eric Name of The Athletic will join us. Talk a little bit more about the Eastern Conference Finals coming up in about 20 minutes. You mumbled something when he was talking. You were doing what while they were handing out cake?
Yeah, I got called from Pipe Bomb and Tim after the 15-inning marathon, so I thought, you know, I'd help out and I'd grab my phone.
Did they not
and,
know you were at the wedding?
Yeah, no, they wanted to know an update of what was going on at the wedding and see how it was.
You didn't call them FaceTime.
Why didn't you just not answer the phone and be like, dude, they're handing out cake, I'll get back to you.
I try to be a good teammate.
Dude, it's cake. It's wedding cake.
Yeah. I wish I would have realized it. All of a sudden, I'm on the phone. I'm in the corner, and I'm looking at the cake walking on. I was like, wait a second. Wait, no. And, I mean, savages. Like, the whole table was just like, oh, Billy's not here. Hold on. Let's all just slice out his part and just equally divide it around the table.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Happened.
What about your sister?
She led the fray. She was like, hey, anybody want this? He doesn't need it. He's fat enough. He doesn't
no,
need any
she
of this.
Did not. You're making 1,000%.
Do you have 1,000% a picture of your suit? Because you look very nice.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
We need to release that.
Yeah, no, I have one or two. Yeah.
Yes.
It's looking good. So 50, now, 52 long, by the
I'm
way. Free. Finally into that.
Once this is done, I'm free to help Steve organize his next.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got to figure this thing out next year.
Is that a...
It takes like 2 years to
Lambeau
plan,
Field?
Steve.
No. No.
We got to do somewhere outside.
I think we should just go to Vegas for Steve's
no,
wedding.
No, he'll probably be at Disney World. We can't afford that.
That would be fun.
Disney wedding
we can't
is
afford
actually,
to go.
The Disney wedding is actually cheaper than anything I could have done here, to be honest
really?
With you.
Really? Okay.
Checking on prices.
Oh, he's researched.
I did, yeah. You could do a Disney.
You know Andy's coming.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
sure.
would broadcast yeah. live from that wedding.
Hey, got some Brewers news here from Tom Hardrecourt. Travis Shaw.
Okay.
Said he hurt his wrist on a swing and a miss. In his fourth at-bat last night.
Okay, now I got to go back and look at this.
Same thing he had last year, and it didn't work to play through it then, so wasn't going to try it again.
Yeah, understandably so. Yeah, you don't want to test that out.
Now, we needed this roster spot for
Keston here, yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't believe this happened?
Or? No. I think Travis Shaw definitely tweaked something in his wrist last night. He's going to get on the injured list. Be ready to rock and roll when he comes off.
None with 15 men left on base had anything to do with moving.
No. I think okay. It makes a lot of sense.
Sub
I think he definitely needs to get some treatment on it. Sometimes you're not playing well because you're nursing something, and the other parts of your body are trying to overcompensate.
Listen, counsel, that's not what we
asked. Injury that you're holding on.
Sounds like a coach now.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I think they're just gonna. You hurt, move.
That's Brewers news. Here's a quote from Giannis from today, Malika Andrews from The Athletic. Quote, Giannis, against Boston, you go down 1-0 and still be fine. But against Toronto, it's hard to be in that spot when you lose the first game in your home.
Must win then.
Was that pretty much like a backhand to Boston?
No, he's passed down. I don't care.
That was pretty much, Celtics, yeah.
No, they were all right.
We could come back and beat Boston down 1-0. Toronto, however, is better, so we may not want to do that against Toronto.
I just let the first game is a must-win, is what he's saying. He don't care about Boston, though.
They're especially, you know why it's a must-win, Leroy? Because I'm going to be there. That's why it's a must-win.
We got to talk about that later.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, we will. We'll get into some of that next. And just what will you do to get to one of these Eastern Conference Finals games? We also got Eric Name coming up with a preview of that series coming up about 20 minutes. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Show 105.7 FM, The Fan. Appreciate you hanging out. Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Newly married Leroy Butler joining us as well. It's myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here. And you at 414-799-1250. That's where we find Glenn on the north side of Milwaukee. He's on the fan. Hi, Glenn.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good,
hey,
man.
Glenn, how's it going, buddy?
I got a story for Leroy. My wife, I was out with my wife, and I'm saying this, I'm joking. We was at Pick a Save, and we saw you, right? And you was doing your little cookbook thing, and you gave her that Leroy smile, right? And I guess you had my wife feel some kind of way. And I'm like, yo, dude, you going to get Leroy a head. Like that. So, I'm glad you married. Which you smiled at her? Dude, I was like, for real? I mean, she just straight up melted when you smiled at her. And I wasn't feeling that. But
I'm sorry.
I said that in joke. But, you know,
I know.
I saw the pictures, though. And, man, y'all in the limo, and that was an incredible shot, man. And congratulations. Your wife was beautiful. The wedding party was beautiful. And, you know, enjoy it, man. Married life is wonderful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's cool, Glenn. Right. Appreciate it, man. How many of that have you gotten from people that, like, you never even thought of would tell you stories about that?
Oh, never. I never imagined that. I mean, but I think Carter and Casey, they were fantastic because actually I got to give that shot a lot of credit to Brock, the shot that we on where the leap was invented.
Mm-hmm.
It was his, because I didn't think we can get in this. We were in the stadium. Thank God, because the weather was fantastic.
It was gorgeous. Beautiful day. Perfect day. Perfect day.
He was like, no, that gate's open. I said, Brock, what are you talking about? He said, no, the gate right here to go up in the stands. I was like, really? Because I saw workers, they were taking down the goalposts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. He started going up this. We the whole wedding party followed him. And when we got up there, we all were like surprised that the gate was like open. And we went up there and we did that whole shot.
I was very surprised how easy it was to walk around the stadium.
They had tours going on.
Because I just, and there was a crew of like a bachelorette party or whatever, Sparky, that was like one level above us.
Yep.
We were on the third floor after the ceremony when the band was playing, drinking, and having a good cocktail hour or whatever. There's a tour and this like bachelorette party is like taking pictures of everybody celebrating the wedding right underneath us. And
that's because they realized it was Leroy's wedding.
Then, well, no, I thought it was just because they were noticing how good I looked in that 52 long. But we were able to wander through the entire club level.
It was nice.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's
could awesome.
Could have found anything. I could have gotten a lot of trouble. I can tell you that much right
well,
now.
Well, just like two things that I didn't know go on, because I do a lot of tours. Sometimes people try to put ashes of people on the field.
Absolutely. It happens all the time.
It's against the law. You can't
happens
do it.
Happens all the time. At all fields, not just Lambeau.
Right.
Miller Park, everywhere.
Especially the Cubs.
Yeah, Wrigley for sure.
Wrigley.
Fenway.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I would imagine so, yeah.
You know what you could do, though? They're pretty good about that stuff. You can ask and they'll give you, like, you know, Miller Park, for example. You can get some of the dirt from the warning track or something, and mm-hmm. they'll let you mix that in with somebody's ashes if you want.
Ew.
And you just can't do it on the put it on the field. I heard of someone doing that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either. It was just kind of shocking.
That's interesting.
That was
okay. Okay, you can do
that shot.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll release a lot of these pictures and stuff. Spectrum was there exclusively, by the way. So we got some tape from that, and we had a couple other photographers and videographers. So we'll be able to get, especially for our listeners. So stay tuned for a particular link that I'll send you to that you'll be able to get. And I've been getting a lot of messages. If you still want to give, so we can put that into the to give to the other three charities, you can always go do that at LeroyButlerInc.com as well.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The fan, one guy that I saw at the wedding.
Yes.
Was
yes.
Dean Murray. Had a nice conversation with Dean.
Yes.
Before the ceremony, sat with Dean and his wife during the ceremony. And, man, Dean the Dream. He was making deals all over that place.
Dean is amazing. He really is. I mean, the jury center. Guys, if you're thinking about popping a big question or getting your budget together for rings, please go to the jury center. I'm telling you, guys have been saving money. Matter of fact, I went over there last week. It was a young man. He was sitting down with Dean. Dean had his glasses on, the bifocal things to look at these, you know, look at these diamonds. And I was I was just honored to see this whole process again, what it takes. Now, he went to one of my favorite locations. That one's in Greenfield. And that's 7477 West Layton Avenue. That's in Greenfield. But for some reason, you can't get there. They got one in Brookfield. That's 17100 West Blue Mile Road, Suite 206. Matter of fact, you can call them, 262-784-1858. And they have one more location, okay? That's in Burlington. So you don't have to come all the way here, but we'd love to have you up here in this Milwaukee area. But if you can't, that's 348 North Pine Street. Their phone number is 262-763-8685. Or if you can't get to any of those locations, it's fine. Go to shoptjc.com. Look on their website. They have people on there to chat with you now if you would like to do anything like this. And again, I want to thank Dean for being a great sponsor. The five teachers, the five or six teachers that we had coming, they came because of Dean. We put this thing out on for teachers to sign up, and we randomly chose them. So thank you to the Jury Center. The Jury Center has been everything for me. They can do the same for you. They don't just treat you like just because you're Leroy Butler. Everybody gets a Leroy Butler treatment there. If you got some old gold, like I say, you need some extra cash, you know, Father's Day is coming up. We just had Mother's Day. Or if you just want to be a nice guy, go to the Jewelry Center today and have Dean Murray take good care of you. Tell him Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you.
We've had a fun couple of weeks with Eric Name when he's joined us Tuesdays at 3:48. We had him, Gary, and Sparky going at it 2 weeks ago. Last week, we had Eric Name flexing a little bit Eric Name muscle, so we'll see what kind of Eric Name
we get.
He
had that high voice.
He was fired up last week.
He was trying to come at the Steve.
He was playing for keeps, so we'll see how Eric Name is playing before the Eastern Conference Finals. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM.
Now he kind of just ends everything that I put together for this guy.
No, I love the Disney idea, Leroy. Getting married to Disney sounds great.
But that would be amazing.
Yeah. And we've priced it out, and we've done all of that. So
we got to do the Disney cruise, or we got to do the Disney something.
Well, all I know is that you guys could probably save some money if we did this at Disney. You guys wouldn't have to hire a pastor or anything. I am ordained. I would gladly love to officiate the wedding.
Now, I'm going to go do that online so I can do people's weddings, too.
Yeah. It's
you
fun.
Know how much money Leroy Butler would make.
Oh, I'm doing that.
If Leroy could marry people.
Are you kidding me?
Leroy would be Eric Names is my usher.
Because you know what would happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen if this goes down with Leroy. And Eric Names on hold. Okay. So this
he'll
is the
be a
deal.
Part of it. He could write another book too.
Yeah, we'll get to Eric in a second. But think about this. So Leroy Butler can marry you. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that means
leap of faith.
That means now Leroy is traveling around the world.
Listen to this guy already. He's already got the branding.
He already gave you a wink.
Oh my gosh.
So if he does this, Leroy then would be getting paid to travel to wherever the wedding is.
Right.
At least one night stay in the hotel wherever they are. He could be in Paris one weekend, in Germany another weekend.
On the lower floor, Paris, Texas,
he's
saying.
He could be, we would never see him. He'd never be on the radio show. He'd make all this money just marrying people. He'd make a ton of money.
Wow.
I'm not giving you any secrets that I have because I'm not trying to let you I'm not letting you try to take any money out of my pocket or let me marrying Steve.
I can bring you as a junior pastor.
Okay, that could work.
Clearly, you're both fishing in the same pond as far as people that want you to get married by either one of you.
If anybody does,
clearly, it's the same people.
Email the radio station live at 1057fmthefan.com.
We'll have Eric as a usher.
Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline after we got the important conversation out of the way. We bring in Eric Name from The Athletic.
Eric's going to give us the
basketball.
Advanced stats of how the marriage is going to last and how long it's going to last.
There you go.
Eric, it's a little bit nicer and more welcoming environment than it's been the last couple of times. Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals fired up 8 of 9 wins in the playoffs.
Yeah, man, they've been playing really good, and I think this is. I mean, is this the most we've ever seen Bucks fans actually trust the Bucks?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, we're in a spot here where, you know, my rule number one for the Bucks used to be never trust the Bucks, right?
Like, yep.
It didn't matter if you're talking about organizational decisions. It didn't matter if you're talking about, you know, general manager decisions, player acquisitions, you know, even game decisions, coaching decisions, of how players were taking shots, like all that stuff. You never trusted them. And now you're in a spot where it's just like, all right, I think most of Milwaukee trust the Bucks, and it's been kind of weird to see just the confidence grow in the Bucks. And, you know, like I predicted Bucks in five in my preview at The Athletic, and, you know, like some people are like, oh man, you gotta go even further, like Bucks in four. And I'm like, whoa, like I thought I was going out on a limb on Bucks in five. Like, let's chill there. So Bucks fans are excited, man, and I can't say that I blame them.
I'm Bucks in five too. That's where I'm at. You know, the other thing that's weird about this whole deal, about them actually being good, really, really good, is, I mean, this used to be a big night for Bucks fans. This used to be a huge night for Bucks fans. This was everybody talking about.
This was must-see TV.
This was all about, man, the lottery's tonight, man. If they get one, do you imagine who we can get? If they get two or three, how great it would be. And now it's just, oh, that's nice. It's another night. Let's see if they figure out how to get New York Zion Williamson. I guess that really is the drama, I guess, if you're a Milwaukee fan, just to see who ends up with one.
It's crazy, right?
Right.
I remember where I was the night when they won the lottery for Bogut.
So do
I. Remember where I was.
So do I.
Like,
yep.
That was a thing. Like, that was like, all right, like get together with your friends and hang out and watch the lottery and hope for the best for the Bucks. And then, you know, in the years where you didn't do that, you were heartbroken that they were the eighth seed and got whooped by the one seed and weren't even in the lottery. So it's crazy.
Hey, you're not old enough to use the word whooped. You don't, come on, you're a millennial. You know, y'all don't use that word. You stole it from some old guy. Hey, Eric, I want to look at this game. Now, Bucks beat these guys 3 or 4. I get it. Then you see guys giving guy glowing, like, endorsements, like Kyle Lowry. Come on, stop it. I've saw, who's the comedian? Kevin Hart block his shot, okay? So this guy does not scare me at all. He's a streaky shooter. But it comes down to superstars and coaching to me. That's what it comes down to me. Because Kawhi Leonard, to me, has single-handedly got his team to the finals. And you can say the same for Giannis. So if both superstars cancel each other out, where's the advantage for both teams that they can take advantage of?
I think for the Raptors, the one game that they beat the Bucks this year, that was it was a new career high for Pascal Siakam. And Siakam's it really impressed a lot of people as the year's gone on. He had a little bit of an injury against the Sixers, which, you know, I think sapped him of some of his confidence, some of his strength. But if the little bit of a break they've gotten helps him get back to full strength, like, that's a guy that really put it on at the end of the season. Like, he was really tough. He's long and lanky like Giannis. He's strong. He gets to the rack. He was hitting corner threes. Like, if he's doing all that, like, that's kind of the guy I think that can swing this series. Like, Kyle Lowry just really doesn't tend to be that guy in the playoffs. Like, there might be a game or two, and he's always going to contribute defensively, but offensively, you know, the aggression that he has can come and go. You know, when he actually wants to take shots, that can kind of change as well. So for me, I think if the Raptors end up winning this series, it's going to be obviously Kawhi was great and himself, but also Pascal Siakam kind of has kind of like a coming out party where he's just like, okay, this is a new guy on the scene. And he did that a little bit in the middle of the season and towards the end of the season, I guess kind of the area leading up to the All-Star break and then right after. But he was a little bit quieter in the Sixers series. So if he can get going, maybe that would be the guy that swings this for the Raptors. And then, you know, for the Bucks, I really do think we've heard it all year from Bud. I don't even know when he started saying it. I think maybe 10 games into the season, he started to say, when Eric Bledsoe is really good, we are really good. And I think it's pretty undeniable at this point that when he's on and when he's playing well, this Bucks team is, I don't want to say unbeatable, but awfully close to being unbeatable when Eric Bledsoe is on. And again, you kind of saw it in that Celtics series, obviously. We talked about game two, him playing a little bit better after game one, not showing up. And like, those are the games where the Bucks just look unbeatable, because Middleton is pretty much always going to be consistent. Like, he's not going to probably have a, you know, like a 30-point night, but, you know, he's probably going to be in the 24 to 16 range, couple of assists. Like, he's just consistent. But Bledsoe is the one that can really swing stuff to me. So I think that Lowry-Bledsoe matchup is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, I want to get to Serge Ibaka, these type of guys, because you see that guy's always going off on the Bucks for whatever reason. I don't know if they'll play him at a five or four or whatever, if he's making an outside shot. But Lopez, to me, is going to get an opportunity to take more threes, and I kind of like that. What do you think about that matchup?
I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I just saw a stat. The Bucks were putting up 123 points per 100 possessions against the Grizzlies this year. And I say the Grizzlies because that's Marc Gasol covering Brook Lopez. And throughout those
games, got you. Okay.
Gasol struggled to get out to Brook Lopez. That was a real struggle for him. And that's going to be interesting to see, one, how they use Gasol, and two, if Gasol is going to be aggressive taking shots offensively, because he passed up threes repeatedly against the Sixers. And if that's going to be the case, that makes defending the Raptors, I'm not going to say really easy, but a whole lot easier. Like, if Marc Gasol isn't willing to be a shooter that when he catches the ball, he's going to take those shots, that makes it easier for the Bucks. And you mentioned Ibaka, and Ibaka has been very aggressive against the Bucks. He's had, I think I'd have to double check, but I believe two of the four most shots he's taken in a game this season came in two games against the Bucks. He had a 19 shot attempt game and I think a 21 shot attempt game. And that's because of the defensive scheme that the Bucks run, but it's also because Ibaka knows that if Brook Lopez is in the lane, I have to take shots. I have to find a way to pull him away from the basket and try to open up those lanes. So I think it's a really interesting spot, but for Marc Gasol's just kind of general reputation, I mean, we're talking about a guy that was like borderline MVP. He's an all NBA guy. Like, there's part of me that thinks like maybe he doesn't even have the advantage against Brook Lopez, and that's significant. Like, if Brook Lopez can really make it tough on Gasol, and you know, either hit some threes or bring him out above the three-point line so Giannis has more driving lanes. Like, I think that could be really huge in this series.
Eric, it's going to be fun, man. We'll talk to you next week, Tuesday, and it'll be game four game day when we talk to you next year on the Wendy's Big Show, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
It's going to be fun. Starts up tomorrow night. Eric Name joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, up until 5:30 when it's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show before Keston Here a Day. A lot more to get to and a lot more cash to give away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.